From the News Center, a News Focus.
You've likely heard a lot in recent months about artificial intelligence, and in particular, ChatGPT. Today we speak with Bucknell professor Daniel Street. He's among a trio of educators researching the growing field.
Artificial intelligence is just a whole class of applications that use data to predict outcomes. That could be something as simple as suggesting a recommended song to listen to or suggesting items you might want to purchase. It ranges in sophistication, though. So ChatGPT is one class of AI called a large language model. A large language model suggests responded text in response to a user's prompt.
Street and colleague Joe Wilk have published an article on the most effective ways for accountants to use ChatGPT. Street said there are so many ways to approach this technology.
So when I think of ChatGPT, I don't think of it as a tool that students will use to get around work. Instead, I think of it as a tool both students and professionals can use to enhance work. And so I think higher ed has a role to play here in which we revisit our teaching processes and we revisit our assessment processes. So in my research, I've identified ChatGPT is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. It will often hallucinate and make up facts that don't exist. It's particularly poor at quantitative information. It's best at prominent topics. And so if a professor designed an assessment which is quantitative or about a niche topic, or that relies on the production of facts, then ChatGPT is going to be limited.
Street adds that people may overestimate AI's abilities at this point.
It's not an expert at all things. It, however, is moderately good at a tremendous variety of things. Then instead of asking it to work a math problem, I'll ask it, how does one go about this problem?
So while there are many perspectives, the good news is
the public is so aware and is in tune with this AI evolution that at least we're asking the right questions. At least we're trying to understand what it means, how it's going to affect society.
The professors plan to continue exploring ChatGPT in future papers. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.